This is JIS News. Coming up, government takes action to secure public sector websites, NCDA warns of effects of drug use on young people, and OAS donates $15 million to Peckham Community Bamboo Project. The news in detail after this message.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
Now the news. Work continues apace on the construction of a 50-megawatt cogeneration power plant by Jamalco. The Jamalco plant is among four projects anticipated to add 381 megawatts of electricity-generating capacity to the national grid. Chairman of the Electricity Sector Enterprise Team, ESET, Dr. Vincent Lawrence, says the project is on schedule to be completed by the second quarter of 2018.
Cabinet gave us permission yesterday to proceed with these discussions and negotiations with Jamalco. We have in hand their financial models, their design proposals, their detailed specifications, their preliminary consultations with the environmental approval agencies, etc.
Dr. Lawrence was providing an update on the progress of Jamaica's baseload capacity at a media briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister on Tuesday. The government of Jamaica is taking urgent steps to guarantee the security of public sector websites from cyber attacks. State Minister for Science and Technology Julian Robinson says since last year, the government has acquired several pieces of equipment, trained a number of officers, and has been focusing on ensuring that systems are resilient and robust in the face of threats. He adds that the recent appointment of a chief information officer will further ensure that high security standards are maintained across the public service. The minister also notes that implementation of the National Cybersecurity Strategy is well underway with the training of key officers across government. These officers are a part of the Computer Incident Response Team. Mr. Robinson was speaking against the background of an attack on the website of JIS on Monday. The problem has since been addressed and the JIS website is back up and running. Members of the cybersecurity team from the Jamaica Constabulary Force are also looking into the matter to determine the source of the attack. The Organization of American States, OAS, has provided just over $15 million in funding support to the Peckham Community Bamboo Project in Northwest Clarendon. The funds will be applied over a three-year period to train at least 50 to 80 residents of Peckham, ensure proper certification and establishment of the Peckham plantation as organic, as well as retrofit and provide equipment for a pre-processing facility. Minister for Transport, Works and Housing and Member of Parliament for the area, Richard Azan, says the contribution will significantly assist the initiative.
This donation will go a very, very far way. Up into Northwestern Clarendon, we have a lot of unemployed people. And I believe that this contribution today is a start to other corporate company in Jamaica that they can make a contribution to see how best we can create employment across the island.
The contribution by the OAS is in addition to $1.4 million provided by the Embassy of the People's Republic of China in Jamaica for the acquisition of a state-of-the-art kiln for bamboo charcoal production. And Executive Director of the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA, Michael Tucker, is warning of the direct correlation between drug use, particularly ganja, and criminal behavior. Citing a 2014 prison survey which explored the relationship between drugs and crime, Mr. Tucker said the survey showed that among Jamaican inmates, the average age of first use of ganja was 15 years, for alcohol, age 16, and for tobacco, age 17. In light of this, he says the NCDA is recommending that substance abuse and prevention programs are intensified in communities and in primary and secondary schools across the island.
You know that prevention is better than cure. Need life skills program that teach anger and stress management, resilience and coping skills, and also the capacity to resist peer pressure.
He says the NCDA will be partnering with the Ministry of Education and Schools, as well as the Social Development Commission and other community groups to roll out anti-drug programs. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.